Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino. Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Lalo pang tumindi ang pressure na kinakaharap ng sistema ng Australia kaugnay ng kalusugan ng isip mula sa nakaraang taong 2020. Mula sa mga alalahanin kaugnay ng mga sunog at baha, dumagdag pa ang COVID-19 pandemic na higit pang nagpalala sa mga problema sa kalusugan ng isip na kinakaharap ng maraming tao. Ang detalye sa tampok na ulat ni Bernadette Clark para sa SBS News na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Isang eating disorder ang nilalabanan ng 30-anyos na si Dee Matheson mula Wollongong. At sa pagtatapos ng nakaraang taon, lalo pang naging grabe ang kanyang mga problema sa kalusugan ng kaisipan habang humarap siya sa mas marami pang hamon. 2 beses na inasulto sa loob ng ilang linggo at sunod-sunod na nawala ng trabaho, dumating sa punto na hindi na niya kinaya.
It was a quick move back in with mom and dad via... having to be admitted to hospital via emergency because I was having some suicidal sort of tendencies, doing just really out of character stuff. Like I just had a bit of a, just needed some help.
Ilang linggo lamang ang nakalipas, muli siyang na-ospital. Itinakbo sa emergency department ng Wollongong Hospital. Matapos ma-ospital ng 2 beses, sinubukan ng kanyang regular na GP na humanap ng psychiatrist para sa kanya. Ngunit 4 na buwan ang inabot bago siya nakakuha ng appointment para masuri.
I didn't know what to do. Like, it's, you just feel helpless. Honestly, in the state that I had been in and how big my swings were and how regularly I was seeing my doctor, I was gobsmacked. I was allowed to walk the streets. I was a danger to myself. I was a danger to other people.
Ayon sa Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, mas mataas ng 14.5% ang bilang ng mga serbisyo na naihatid. Setyembre ng nagdaang taon, mas mataas ito kumpara sa naunang taon. Habang tumaas naman ng 6% ang dami ng naitalang reseta ng gamot kaugnay ng mental health. Si Dan Oback, ang direktor ng nasa 40 clinic sa Central Coast at Wollongong sa New South Wales. Nakita niya ang 20% na pagtaas at inaasahan niyang tataas pa ito.
We still don't know the effects of COVID this year. It's predicted that mental health consequences are only going to get worse in the coming months due to the cumulative effects of COVID.
Para matugunan ang demand, pinalawak ng Pamahalang Australia ang Medicare Benefits Scheme. Idinagdag ang 10 therapy sessions para sa mga Australiano sa buong bansa. Kaya lamang matatapos na ito nitong darating na Marso at maraming tao na sumusubok na ma-access sa mga serbisyong ito ay nasa mahabang waitlist. Si Midibining Matheson ay pinayuhan na 2 linggo na magpatingin sa isang specialized clinic para sa higit na individual na therapy. Ngunit aabutin ng hanggang $10,000 ang magagastos. Ani Dan Oback, kung hindi kaya ng mga kliyente ang private mental health treatment, inire-refer nilang mga ito sa public health system. Kaya lamang, mahaba ang kanilang paghihintay.
Sometimes it can be several weeks. Similarly with hospital or psychiatric care, people can get an almost immediate mental health care review at their local hospital, but often they're sent away without ability to engage in community mental health care for several weeks or months. And we've certainly heard of several clients who are not followed up by community health care and sort of fall through the cracks. So there certainly seems to be a gap between affordable mental health care and what's being provided at the moment.
Anya, layunin ng kanilang mga private services na ikonekta ang mga kliyente at mga professionals sa loob ng 1 linggo. Dahil kung mas tatagal pa ito, maaring hindi na ito maging epektibo.
Finding the motivation to seek mental health treatment is difficult. It takes a lot of courage to make the first step. People often second guess themselves and think, do I really need this? It's something I should be able to fix myself. And so it's a big leap for them to say, look, I do need some help.
Para sa mga regional areas, napansin ni Dan Oback, at ng kanyang mga kasamahan na mas nahihirapan ang mga kliyente sa mga bayarin.
We know that people avoid healthcare when there is a gap payment. It's one of the things they sort of prioritize last. And in the regional centers, we get lots of callers who are looking for help, who ask about the price, and then end the call, which tells us that they're not able to meet the gap payment.
Naging sobra-sobra ang mga kliyente para sa ilang psychiatrists. Kaya ang iba'y hindi na tumatanggap ng mga bagong kliyente. Tulad na lamang ni Dr. Charles Austin Woods mula sa Kiama, New South Wales, South Coast. Ani Dr. Woods, ilan sa kanyang mga kasamahan ay may waiting list na hanggang buwan ng Agosto. At hindi niya gusto na ganoon kahaba ang paghihintay ng mga tao.
In the South Coast, a lot of bushfires at the end of 2019 and beginning of 2020 as well. And then some floods as well have affected quite a lot of people after that. And then at the end of that sandwich was the COVID pandemic, unfortunately. So it's been a steady stream of stress for people. And it's just really built up for a lot of young people in particular.
Bumabiyahe din si Dr. Woods hanggang sa Queen Bian, Biga at Goulburn para tumulong sa mga residente sa mga lugar na iyon na may limitadong access lamang sa mga mental health services. Mayroon din siyang telehealth services na mas madali para sa mga professionals na nasa ilalim ng Better Access Scheme. Habang patuloy ang pressure, nananawagan ng mga professionals para sa dagdag na pagtugon sa kakulangan ng mga staff at kakulangan ng access sa mga serbisyo. Higit na resources ay kailangan. Ani Dr. Woods.
We need more and more staff, mental health workers, psychologists, counselors, occupational therapists and psychiatrists. Trainee doctors go through those locations, and it would be great to get more and more of them on board for working with younger people.
Sang-ayon dito ang psychologist na si Dan Obag.
The Australian Register of Counsellors and Psychotherapists lobbied in 2019 and submitted a paper to the Productivity Commission about broadening the pool of available mental health professionals to include counsellors and psychotherapists. And to that I would add relationship counsellors. And I think that would do a great deal in terms of being able to increase the labour force in those regional areas.
Kailangan ding matugunan ang agwat sa bayarin, lalo na para sa umiiral na Better Access Scheme.
But what we more urgently also need is an increase of coverage and access for people who are not able to afford a gap payment. And the number of bulk billing psychologists, counsellors and psychotherapists in Australia is very low. So I think we do need to increase coverage for low income earners for the first 10 sessions rather than just focusing on whether or not to expand the scheme.
Parehong panawagan ni Dr. Woods at Mr. Obag na i-extend ng pamahalang federal ang Better Access Scheme na matatapos na sa March 31. Nagbigay naman ng pahayag sa SBS News ang isang tagapagsalita pa sa Minister for Health and Aged Care, Greg Hunt.
Mental health and suicide prevention remains one of the Morrison government's highest priorities. We are committed to ensuring Australia has a world-class health system supported by a highly trained, qualified and well-distributed health workforce. Our mental health reform agenda is being guided by the recommendations from the Productivity Commission's inquiry into mental health and the Medicare Benefits Schedule Review Task Force. In order to identify key workforce challenges and actions to support the effective provision of mental health services across Australia, the government is developing a new 10-year National Mental Health Workforce Strategy, which is due to be finalized later this year.
Kung kayo'y nag-alala sa kwento na ito, makipag-ugnayan sa Lifeline sa 131114 o sa Beyond Blue sa 1-300-224-636.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook. I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.